Welcome to the Reader's Roundtable edition of Cattlecast with Jessica Trotter, Mari Garza, and Cheryl Lindemann.
Welcome back to Cattlecast Reader's Roundtable edition. I'm Jessica Trotter. Today, we're welcoming Tom Moore and welcoming back Sherry McConnell to join Mari to discuss children's picks and March's Reading Month.
Hello, everyone. Hi, Tom. Tom Moore is our regional head librarian at Hazlitt and Okemos, and Sherry McConnell is the head librarian at the Stockbridge branch. This is Mari, Youth Services Specialist at Capital Area District Libraries. I'm really glad to have both of you on. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Okay, great. So we are celebrating March is Reading Month. We've got a few things going on here at Cattle. We often put together a calendar of sorts that really is like a little challenge for kids, maybe ages 3 to 10, to pick several, if not all, of the daily activities on the calendar to do with parents, friends, siblings. And then, of course, if you are interested, you can come in and claim a prize at the end of the month. But it's just a fun way to get kids celebrating reading with their families and also just, you know, stressing the importance of reading. Other things that we have going on include special story times and crafts. And we also have a special reading list that parents can find. It'll be attached to the content for this link for the podcast. It's a Beanstack reading list. But tell us what's going on at your library, Sherry.
Well, at Stockbridge, we're featuring Bad Kitty. Bad Kitty stars in lots of books, both picture books and chapter books for older kids. And Bad Kitty has an attitude problem. And I am very familiar with cats with attitude problems. But we had a special Bad Kitty story time this past week. And right now we have a Bad Kitty craft out. Kids and families can come in and make Bad Kitty puppets.
Okay. Great. Tom, what's been going on over at Hazlitt and Okemos?
Yeah, for March's Reading Month, we're focusing on a dinosaur theme at both of our branches, at Hazlitt and Okemos. And we have lots of decorations going up over the building. You'll see them kind of being constructed over the next week or so. There'll be a scavenger hunt at the Okemos building for our fossils. And we're featuring our two different authors, Bob Shea, who has this cute little series called Dinosaur Versus. It's Dinosaur Versus the Library and Versus School and sometimes Versus Grown-Ups. And he's roaring his way through all of his adventures, and he usually wins. And at Okemos, we have Jane Yolen's books, How Do Dinosaurs Say Goodbye, and How Do Dinosaurs Say Go to School, and How Do Dinosaurs Go to Bed, which are really kind of fun books to see dinosaurs kind of in real life situations.
Awesome.
To go along with all of our dinosaur stuff during spring break, Hazlitt and Okemos both have spring break at the end of March. We have lots of spring break activities, so we're doing an interactive story time for kind of like going on a bear hunt. But we're doing going on a dinosaur hunt, and Miss Kate will be walking kids through the library during the story time for interactive stops. We have a dino game day. There'll be a dino crafts on a different day, and then we're showing two different movies, one for the younger crowd, Ice Age Dawn of Dinosaurs, and for the older crowd, we'll be doing Jurassic Park, the original. So that'll be fun to come check us out.
All right. Wow. Thanks for that overview of the many events that are going on. So on this podcast, we love talking about books. So we're going to just cover just some of the things we've been reading lately, but also just maybe old favorites that we want to recommend to parents and kids. I'm going to get started with one that I read recently. It's actually what we call an early reader grade. There's a little number in the corner with a grade number 3 on it or number 3 on it. It's Gigi and Ojiji. What's in a Name by Melissa Iway. And this is a lovely, lovely book. It contains several Japanese words. And then, of course, at the end, there are, you know, there's a little glossary of, you know, what these words mean. But it's a story about a little girl, you know, with talking with her grandfather. And she's, you know, basically saying, you know, I don't really like my name anymore. And I want to find a different name. So she goes through all these different exercises with her family and with friends, and then decides at the very end, you know what? I think I do like my name after all. I just love it because it kind of includes that that elder person in the family, Japanese, the grandfather and the granddaughter having these discussions and interactions. Melissa Iway recently won a Theodore Geisel Honor Award for her first book in that series, which is just Gigi and Ojiji. But I really love that title. So I hope that you'll check it out and celebrate Marge's Reading Month, but also Japanese American Identity too. Sherry, do you have a book you want to recommend?
I do. The Graveyard Book by Neil Gaiman. It's a recent Newbery Award winner. And I absolutely love this book. It's a chapter book. It's a little bit scary. But what I love about this book is the main character finds community with a graveyard full of ghosts. They are very concerned with him. They take care of him as he solves a mystery. And it's just, I don't know, it's just a really lovely story.
Definitely. I remember that one. I like that one too. Tom, you got something you want to recommend for us?
Yeah, I do. You know, I read a lot of books with my fifth grade son. He's 11 years old. We found Spider-Man's Social Dilemma by Preeti Cheeber. It's the first book in a new trilogy featuring Spider-Man. And it's just this really cool kind of new story. We get to see Spider-Man as just a student going to school, trying to figure out his powers. You know, we all kind of know Spider-Man's gig in the origin story, but we skip a little bit ahead. Hasn't quite figured out everything, but we see him kind of web-slinging at night, going to school, working on group projects. He's got Mary Jane next door who, you know, he has a crush on, but he's not sure how to handle. And Sandman, you know, one of his frequent villains, pops up in the story, and you know that there's something bigger going on. And Peter Parker's trying to figure it out, but he can't quite put the puzzle pieces together. And it's just a really fun book, a really cool new take on Spider-Man, and we're really excited for the next two books to come out.
Cool. Very cool. All right. Sherry, you had showed me a book that I see right there. The cover looks really interesting to me. You want to tell us about this particular book?
Yes, this is Rabbit Hill by Robert Lawson, and it is also a Newbery Award winner. And it's a Newbery Award winner published in 1944. So it's an older book, but the reason why I chose this is because I have very fond memories of this book because my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Riedel, read this book to my class. She would read a few pages a day, and it was the best part of the school day. And so she read this aloud to us. So I love this book, and it's just a really gentle story about these animals, and they're all waiting in anticipation and worrying and wondering about the new folks that are moving into the house in their neighborhood, and they're wondering whether they're good folks or bad folks, how they'll feel about them, sharing their garden, their vegetable garden with them and things like that. But it's just a really lovely story and always brings fond memories to me.
Did you say your teacher read that aloud to you?
Yes.
Wow.
It's amazing how those books stick with you when your teachers are reading it. My son was just telling me about a book that they're reading at school together, and I don't know if I've ever heard him talk about a book so much.
Wow.
You know, he was telling me the whole story, and I'm like, your teacher's reading this to you? But you know, those teachers, they got power.
Well, and the same fourth grade teacher also read Tom Sawyer to us out loud, And again, it's very fond memories for me because that was we always listened with, you know, waited in anticipation for that time of the day where she was going to read out loud to us. And so, yeah, it really creates very strong memories.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, speaking of more Newberries, this year's Newbery Medal winner is Free Water by Amina Lukman Dawson. And I listened to that book and it was outstanding. It totally all moved beyond, like, I can't even describe the emotion I felt with that book. And for those of you who are not familiar with the title, it's actually a historical novel. And I would say actually it's really kind of maybe fourth to sixth grade sort of reading level. So it is a little upper reading level. But it's a work of history that focuses on a society in Virginia and North Carolina during the enslavement times. And this is a society of enslaved persons who decided to leave where they were or run away in order to pursue freedom. So, of course, this was during, before the Civil War, when enslavement was really common. And I think sometimes, like, the way we approach this part of history can sometimes be a little awkward or fearful, but this book was such a great book. I mean, in many ways, it reminded me of, like, a more advanced Magic Treehouse because there was so much adventure in this book. I mean, these there are so many different characters in the book, but the two that I'm thinking of are the children from a family that end up getting separated from their mom. So they're on their own and they're walking, and then they get adopted by this community people, but they are like going through swamps. And for those of you who are not familiar, I think it was called the Great Dismal Swamp. I mean, I couldn't picture it because I've never been to these parts of Virginia, but a lot of swamp land in that time. And these are kids that are, you know, facing snakes and, lands that, you know, underneath their feet, they're starting to sink, and they're climbing tree ropes and all these things. I mean, it was just amazing. I really, really love this book. And the woman, or the author, Amina, is from Arlington, Virginia. She is a historian in her own right. I mean, just really knows a lot about the history. There are so many, like, adult pairings I could mention, too. I won't at this time, but gosh, I highly recommend Free Water by Amina Lukman Dawson. And it's an excellent read aloud as well as listening to on audio. So, yeah. Cool. Let's see what else we got here. Tom, in general, do you think that you mentioned reading aloud? Do you see a lot of that happening? I know you talk to a lot of teachers and parents in your branches. Do either of you see that going on a lot, or do you have anything
you'd like to say
about reading?
At Stockbridge, we're actually the Stockbridge public service staff. We are going into Heritage Elementary School, which is the third through sixth grade elementary school in Stockbridge. And we're reading a picture book every month to the third through sixth graders. The school has given us themes that we choose our picture books from, and they're themes of bravery and kindness and things like that. The teachers and the students really love it, and we really enjoy it too. And this year, or this month's book that we're reading to at Heritage Elementary is The Invisible Boy, that has the theme of reaching out and showing kindness to kids that may not always be noticed. And so that's what we're doing with Read Aloud at in Stockbridge.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think, you know, reading aloud has a lot of power. It's so important. like we said, you know, with the teachers reading aloud, but, you know, you can do that at home. I read to my son every single night, you know, before we go to bed. And he's, you know, one of those typical kind of reluctant readers. He's struggling in reading in school and while at home too, right? Because it crosses. But he also doesn't pick up books on his own, right? He really has to be forced to do it. And so being able to read to him every night, we can explore books like that Spider-Man book or the Spy School series by Stuart Gibbs and things that he won't pick up on his own to read. And here we get to share these stories and share that time together. And I think kids really enjoy being read to, even beyond when you think, okay, maybe they're too old for this. You know, we're past the picture books. I don't need to be doing it anymore. It still has, you know, power in their lives, and eventually it will pay off, I think. And it's funny, actually, we're just at the Hazlitt Middle School all this week talking to the English classes, and they were saying for March's Reading Month, the homeroom classes are all reading to their kids. So the English teachers, but also even the math teachers. So, you know, all the teachers there, and they were super excited to learn about Hoopla for all the audiobooks, because now maybe the math teachers don't have to read themselves. You can, if you're concerned about your reading skills, you know, you take advantage of those audiobooks and listen to an audiobook together and flip through the pages if you have the book too. And there's lots of different ways you can share books and reading with your kids.
Amazing. Amazing. I completely agree that reading aloud is just so magical. And a lot of us think, oh, maybe past second or third grade, you don't have to do that anymore. But I think, number one, it is an excellent way to connect with children, even into those older grades. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you always have the opportunity to talk about what you've read, particularly, you know, themes related to history or themes related to, you know, current day events or science. I mean, there's just so much we can do. And I'm so glad to hear about reading aloud going on in so many different places. Because, reading is the future. Reading is the present. It's the past. I'm so happy about that. Do we have any other books that we want to talk about before we finish up?
Well, I do have one more chapter book that I want to recommend. This one is a little more recent than Rabbit Hill. This one was published in 1950, and it is a Newbery honor book, and it is called, it's actually, the first book is called My Father's Dragon, and it's actually a series of three books. The first one, My Father's Dragon. The next book is Elmer and the Dragon, and the third one is The Dragons of Blue Land. And the stories are about Elmer and his friend Boris, the baby flying dragon. And they get into all kinds of adventures in these books. What's really nice, my kids are in their 20s, but one of my kids was a reluctant reader. And this book, for whatever reason, lit a spark. And she found it. I mean, it had dragons in it. It had adventures in it. It had a desert island in it. And so it was just the perfect thing to catch her interest. And one of the things, like if you have a reluctant reader, it only takes one book to spark that interest and get somebody started. And so My Father's Dragon was that book for one of my kids. And it's just a really nice, again, a nice, gentle set of stories about a boy and his dragon.
Nice. Well, we haven't really talked too much or much at all, really, about picture books. I'm going to end by recommending a title that I actually just discovered not too long ago. It's called The Book That Did Not Want to Be Read. And I'll just say that on the cover it says An Experience by David Sundin. This is actually written by a Swedish comedian, and it's a book that's been translated, but it's really goofy, really funny, and I'm just going to read how it starts. It's like, once upon a time, there was a child who couldn't fall asleep. So the child asked a grown-up, can you please read me a book? And the grown-up said, of course I can. And then, da-da-da-da-da, the grown-up shouldn't have done that because the child had found a very special book, a book that did not want to be read. And it did all it could so that it wouldn't be read. And now the story starts. So it goes through all these zany pages. It twists words. It twists letters. There's all sorts of sounds in there. There's, shall I say it, farty words. I mean, it's just...
Oh, those are the best
really,
kinds of
really
books.
Really funny. And it's, I think it's definitely a read aloud that you can laugh about and go back to because there are, you can find the words that are where the letters have been swapped. So that's all we got. Happy Reading Month, everyone. Thank you, Tom, for coming on. And thank you, Sherry.
Really
appreciate
you.
your input today.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.